Living as LGBTQ+ in Japan and the U.S. Compared to the U.S., LGBTQ+ progress in Japan lags far behind. Sadly, however, LGBTQ+ people in the U.S. still experience discrimination. A 2018 study by Voices of Youth Count found that LGBTQ+ youth were 120% more likely to become homeless than heterosexual youth. Voices of Youth Count 2018. Additionally, a 2021 report by the Trevor Project found that 54% of LGBTQ+ people had experienced some type of discrimination within the past year. The Trevor Project 2021. Many Japanese LGBTQ+ people have had similar experiences. Thus, there are similarities as well as differences regarding LGBTQ+ people living in Japan and the U.S. In terms of similarities, there are two major ones. First, many LGBTQ+ people in both countries hide their sexual identities. In 2020, the Center for American Progress reported that more than 50% of LGBTQ+ people hid their personal relationships to avoid discrimination. Gruberg, Mahowald, and Halpin, 2020. A survey by AU Jibun Bank Corporation that same year also found that more than 80% of those interviewed were not out at work. AU Jibun Bank, 2020. Secondly, in both Japan and the U.S., LGBTQ+ people, especially those who are transgender, have difficulty using public restrooms. In most places, public restrooms are still separated by gender. A transgender woman from the U.S. said she got stared at, spat at, and shouted at whenever she tried to use a ladies' restroom. Thorne, 2016. Despite these similarities, there are also differences for LGBTQ+ people in Japan and the U.S. A major one is that same-sex marriage is legal in the U.S. This was established in 2015 by the U.S. Supreme Court, which ordered all states to follow the law. During that same year, more than 390,000 same-sex couples were married in the U.S., Nikkei 2015. On the other hand, there is no law allowing same-sex marriage in Japan. Since 2015, Setagaya and Shibuya wards have issued partnership certificates for same-sex couples, which apply to public rental housing and also recognize them as family members at hospitals. However, since they are not recognized under law, Japanese same-sex partners have no right of inheritance or tax benefits. In 2020, under this system, only about 1,300 same-sex couples obtained partnership certificates, a big difference from same-sex unions in the U.S. Nippon.com 2020. Thus, there are similarities and differences between the LGBTQ+ experiences in Japan and the U.S. Even though the situation of LGBTQ+ in Japan is behind that of the U.S., both countries have similar experiences in terms of unfair treatment. This highlights the importance of the UN's SDG 10, which encourages us to be more accepting of LGBTQ+ everywhere and create a society where everyone can live peacefully, happily, and without discrimination.